The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Scott from Tacoma is. Scott, are you there?
I am.
Good morning, Scott. Steve, you got to get yourself out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Scott has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
36.
Yes. What is the average lifespan of a butterfly in months?
24.
No.
3.
No.
12.
No. Fifth generation iPods were the first to offer which feature?
Bluetooth.
No.
iPods? Pass, I don't know.
Seinfeld ran for how many seasons?
12, 10.
No, no.
14.
No. The Soldier's Song is the national anthem of what Celtic country?
Scotland?
No.
Ireland?
Correct. The Sanderson sisters are witches from what movie?
Witches of Eastwick?
No.
Pass.
How many U.S. state capitals have no McDonald's?
3.
No.
4.
No.
5.
No. Well, Scott, you got 2 correct.
Yeah.
There were some tricky ones in there, though. This is a harder quiz.
That was rough, yeah.
I will admit, it's harder than the earlier two.
That's what she said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve likes it harder.
Yeah, he does.
Excuse me?
The quiz.
Oh, I love it hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
Are you feeling ready?
Yes!
Maybe I should play this one instead.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
Oh!
There it is.
Yeah, buddy.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
26.
Yes. What is the average lifespan of a butterfly in months?
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
5.
No. Fifth generation iPods were the first to offer which feature?
Pictures?
No.
Shuffle?
No.
Feature. Streaming?
No. Seinfeld ran for how many seasons?
6.
No.
9.
Yes. The Soldier's Song is the national anthem of what Celtic country?
Ireland?
Yes. The Sanderson sisters are witches from what movie?
Wizard of Oz.
No.
Hocus Pocus?
Yes! How many U.S. state capitals have no McDonald's?
U.S. state capitals. I'm going to say 3.
No.
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no. Monkey and Head are nicknames for members of what band?
Korn.
Yeah. An archipelago is a small group of what?
Archipelagos?
No.
I don't know. Group of birds?
No.
Fish?
No. Steve?
Dude, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You got 5 correct, and that is a win. Wow. 5-2. Sorry, Scott. Okay.
Another one bites the dust.
Those are some tough questions.
They were. The average lifespan of a butterfly in months is just 1 month.
That's it.
And then fifth generation iPods were the first to offer video.
Video.
You said photo. You were 1 step away, Steve. The number of U.S. state capitals with no McDonald's, just 1. And an archipelago is a small group of islands. Yes, an archipelago.
So why don't we get so concerned about killing butterflies if they're only going to live for a month?
Are people concerned about killing butterflies?
Yeah, whenever we go to like one of those butterfly exhibits in like the Washington State Fair or even at the Pacific Science Center, like, hey, be careful. Make sure no butterflies are on your jacket. Make sure you don't step on a butterfly. I'm like, well, it's going to probably die in a few days anyway. So,
well, I mean, if they're living an entire lifetime in only 1 month, I mean, let them live it up, you know? You don't want to mess with that.
That is a very fair point.
The Daily Mix Show.
It is time for a simple question, Rockaholics, and the number to call is 206-803-ROCK. We promise. It is a very simple question, but we can't ask it if you don't call. So call now. It is a music-based simple question. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take those calls after Alice in Chains. You're probably familiar with Bill Burr as a comedian.
Actor as well. He was great in Breaking Bad.
Yes. He also is a passionate drummer. And at the Greek Theater, he ended up joining members of Primus and Tool for the song Too Many Puppies. Check it out.
This is Primus era that I was a fan. Too Many Puppies. This is like the earlier stuff.
So great.
I didn't know, A, that Bill Burr was a drummer, and B, no clue that he was a massive Primus fan.
Huge.
I do like how Primus does it. They make sure that their drummer's still on stage playing. So yes, even if things go wrong,
he's not going to be embarrassed.
You have a safety net. Yeah.
Yes. So during Bill's podcast, he went ahead and relived the experience.
I got to sit in on Too Many Puppies. To just be looking up and seeing him, you know, and then seeing Lair looking back at me, smiling and everything. Oh, and then, oh, by the way, Justin Chancellor from Tool was playing bass also. And then f***ing Guitar Center Me was up there.
Guitar Center Me is a great way to describe it.
You know, I f***ed up some of the changes. I had my little drum chart, and I went and I sat down, and I put it down upside down. And then I had in-ears, which I'd never used, and they were working, of course, until I sat down, and then they weren't. But I could still hear the band, but I was just going like, what the f***?
I do love that because I relate with that time. I got to do the performance with Stone Temple Pilots. I painted in the grass, and I got to play Sex Type Thing. I had a little index card that just had like little notes to just remind myself of when the changes were. Even though it's not a hard song, I'm like, I'm going to be overcome with like anxiety.
Oh.
I just need that safety net, and I put it right on one of his toms because I know that song doesn't use toms.
Oh.
So I just put it right on there. I'm like, that way no one sees it, but I've got my cheat sheet.
I can't even imagine what a tall order. And this leads us to a simple question. And we're going to start with Walker out on Friday Harbor. Walker, our simple question, you can pick one band to play with. Who is it and what's the song?
I am going to pick Evanescence, and I'm going to pick Bring Me to Life by Evanescence.
Great choice.
Wait, so Walker, how old are you?
I am 13.
And so do you play an instrument?
I play bass trombone, but I sing for a rock band, and we do Evanescence covers and Paramore covers.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Walker, we love you, Walker.
I'll be honest with you. I kind of want you to play the bass trombone during that song, though.
Thanks, Walker. You rock. Our simple question.
What a random song, though. 12, 13 years old, and you're hooked on Evanescence. It's kind of cool.
It's rad. Daniel and Chehalis, you can pick one band to play with. Who is it, and what is the song?
Good morning. I am picking Queen, and the song is Find Me Somebody to Love.
Oh, that's a great one.
Daniel, do you play an instrument?
I am a vocalist, so I can hit some decent high notes and some low notes. So I'd probably be a backup singer.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think you can pull off Freddie Mercury.
Can we hear a couple notes from Somebody to Love?
Find me somebody to love. Find me somebody to
love. All right, let's check with Simon Cowell about that and see what he has to say about it.
That was horrible.
I thought it was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I really, really, really hate
it. Okay,
that.
We get it, Simon. You don't like it. It was the high note. He probably didn't like the high note.
Rick from Gig Harbor, our simple question. You can pick one band to play with. Who's the band and what is the song?
So, Green Day. I've always been a Green Day fan, and I changed my answer a little bit, though. Good Riddance. It's one of, like, three songs I can thoroughly play on guitar that would get a good reaction, so.
And if you're doing it live, you got to do the full Green Day experience and set all the other instruments on fire while you're performing it.
That sounds like a wonderful time. Let's do that.
Yes.
What the f***?
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the hook? If so, we're going to hook you up with Joel McHale tickets. He's going to be at the Washington State Fair on September 20th. Call 206-803-ROCK. And we're going to play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for some floor tickets to Joel McHale at the Washington State Fair on September 20th. Say good morning to Dick from Belfair, who is our contestant today. What's going on, Dick?
Good morning.
We're going to spin this wheel and see if you are playing with Migsy or T-Dog.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's Dick going to play with? T-Dog.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, Dick, here is your clip.
Yes!
Oh, man.
I can give you a hint if you need it.
Yes.
All right, so the band is playing tonight at White River Amphitheater, and the three of us on the Daily Mig Show are going. Scott Stapp is the lead singer.
I don't know who's playing tonight.
Do you know who Scott Stapp is and what band he sings for?
No.
Do you know... Do you want to give a hint?
Can I?
Yeah, go for it.
Are you a fan of the Rocky movies?
Oh, jeez, I knew it.
The what?
The Rocky movies.
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember Rocky had an opponent that became his friend eventually and then sadly died? His first name was Apollo. What was his last name?
Oh, Creed.
Okay, yeah, we got the band. All right, and the song is three words. The first word is the number that comes after zero.
One?
Yes. the second word is the opposite of first. If you're racing, the absolute opposite of first would be?
Last.
Yes. And then if you your lungs help you take a?
Breath.
So put those three together.
First, last breath.
Oh, my God.
Or second.
No, no, no. The number. The number.
What you said.
After the number zero.
Last breath.
Yeah.
First, last breath.
We got there, boys.
I think that about killed Steve. We just went on an adventure with Dick, and I loved every second of it.
Oh, my. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to compose myself.
You got this. I hope you get it wrong, because that'll make all of that worth.
Danny.
Nothing.
I'm so ready for my clip. That would be Higher by Creed.
Dick, congratulations.
You know what? We got there eventually.
Dick, you just proved that this game has no integrity. And every once in a while, we need to remind people of that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Congratulations, Dick. We're sending you to see Joel McHale at the Washington State Fair.
Thank you.
I'm happy he won because he's a fellow Rocky fan.
Okay.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about something first, this morning that you would like to talk to us about, call in now. 206-803-ROCK is the number, and we will check in with the Rockaholics after Green Day. We have had some fabulous texts and calls this morning that we just didn't have the time to get to yet, but right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it is brought to you by Seatown Electric Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Call up to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, the number to text. Earlier this morning, Steve, we were talking about things that we've gotten into because of our partners, or things that we got our partners into.
Right.
And Rachel from Linwood would like to weigh in on this subject. Rachel, tell us what your husband got you into.
Hey, good morning, you guys. How are you?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Good. I was just kind of piggybacking off of the one lady that called earlier, but her partner got her partner into mini hydroplanes. Well, my husband actually got me into the real full-size hydroplanes.
Awesome.
Rachel, have you been in one before?
I have. I've like sat in the cockpit, but I've never been on a moving one. Absolutely not. I definitely should not be trusted behind the wheel of one of those. But my husband is the crew chief of one of the big boats. And so he's been doing it since we were in high school. And so I've been really into it since we started dating in high school. And now he's my husband.
So he's the crew chief. Does he get inside of the hydroplane as well and race around in them? Or is he just helps make sure that it's good to go for the person who's who's driving it, I guess. Is that the right term?
Luckily, he is not the driver. He gets to stay nice and safe on shore, but he is the one that makes it go 200 miles an hour, at least makes it work to go that fast.
Oh, my. So do you guys do Seafair every year?
Yeah, yeah. We were at Seafair. We've been at Seafair every year since the program started. We're with a new team, but one of the boats on our team got first at Seafair this year, and husband's boat got third. But the boat actually wouldn't turn off at Seafair, so my husband had to jump. It wasn't going very fast, but he had to jump on top of the boat while it was moving and take it apart to try to get it to stop.
Were you freaking out watching that?
Yeah, I'm sure you were cool, calm, and collected when that happened.
You know, honestly, since we've been married, I yelled at him. I said, you're fully covered with insurance now. Do what you need to do.
You're like, and life insurance too. So kidding. That's so. Which boat is he a part of? Give a shout out to the hydroplane.
Yeah, he is a part of BWR Racing, and he's the crew chief of the 27, the Miss Apollo.
Nice.
Thanks, Rachel. That's awesome.
Very, very cool.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. Shane, you're in Loose Lake, Minnesota. What happens in Loose Lake, Minnesota?
Not much. Just... No, I just want to call and say, you know, I grew up there. And I finally got the app to listen to you guys, and it's just like bringing home back.
Oh, I bet.
So I really appreciate everything you guys are doing.
Oh, I bet it triggers some great nostalgia for you.
It does. You know, the first time I got the app on, and I turned it on, and there's the Ted Smith just rambling. And I'm like, just like home.
Nothing's changed. Ted's still talking.
Yeah, nothing's changed. So I just wanted to say, you guys have the best radio station, and that's why I'm listening to you guys right now, and keep it up.
Hey, Shane, while we got you, what goes on in Loose Lake, Minnesota? Is there anything, like, what's, like, the thing? Like, if someone came to town, what are you taking them to do?
it's a very small town. Maybe go to Dairy Queen? No, I mean, we got bowling and stuff, and we got a 110-year-old theater.
Well, you had me at bowling and Frosties.
Yeah. No Frosties. No, we don't have a Wendy's, got that.
My bad.
Awesome, Shane. Thank you for listening from Minnesota on the Odyssey app.
Yep.
Rock on. 206-803-ROCK, Old Man Kenny in Gig Harbor. What's on your mind?
I just called to give Migs a little bit of the business.
Let's hear it.
What did I do now, Kenny?
Well, dang it. Earlier this morning at 7:50, a caller came on and he used a cheat sheet, right?
Yeah, right.
And you said, how do you sleep at night? You have no integrity.
That's right.
Yet at Alice in Chains show, you got a cheat sheet sitting on your drum kit.
At the Stone Temple Pilots show, yes.
Kenny. I'm just wondering when he's going to start his new band, No Integrity.
Kenny, let me tell you something, first of all. When are you going to realize that I'm a massive hypocrite?
The Daily Mix Show. Mix
Show. Saturday, we are going to be kicking it at the Seattle Tattoo Expo from noon until 2. Our buddy Damon Conklin, he's with Super Genius Tattoo, and he did something totally rad. He put together an exclusive flash sheet of tattoos that were inspired by our little radio show.
Very cool of him.
You can go to KISW.com to get all the info on the Seattle Tattoo Expo. Happy Creed Day to all who observe this very important holiday, Steve Migs, Danny V.
It's a huge day today.
Bigger for no one other than Danny V.
Yes. And so, Danny, we decided, since before we head off to go to see Creed, we wanted to try one last effort, one last breath, to convince you that Creed is a good band. So, here's the problem, though. So I looked at Tara and I said, hey, can you give me a couple songs that you think would convince Danny that maybe he'd be into? And I'll find a couple songs as well. So Tara gave me a couple of songs, and then I realized quite quickly that aren't like their typical hits. It's not With Arms Wide Open, One Last Breath, or Higher.
Okay.
So like, you know those songs. They have more songs. So we found a couple of other songs, and I realized rather quickly when she gave me her two that I have no other suggestions, because those are the only ones that I like as well. I am the most casual Creed fan.
Mm-hmm.
But the Creed songs that I like, I freaking love. And then that's it.
Oh, okay.
So we figured we'll play you a couple of Creed songs right now.
Thank you for this.
And see if maybe, just maybe, we can twist your arm and turn you into a Creed fan.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, this one.
I've heard this song before.
It's one of their singles.
I thought this was Pearl Jam.
Oh, shut the hell up.
I legit, no, I thought this was Pearl Jam for my entire life.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they'll probably play this Pearl Jam song tonight. So what are you thinking? Are you in for that one?
No.
Okay.
Oh, bummer.
All right, how about this one?
Do any of their songs sound different?
No, they're Creed.
Says the guy that loves Blink-182.
Right. And Green Day, which have written the same song for five albums.
It's a formula. You don't
and I love
it.
The song, don't get me wrong, but yeah. It's the same song.
Yeah, and Blink-182 is bright blue, and Green Day is bright green, and Creed is different brown. Shades of brown.
Yes, we got
Thank you.
You.
The Daily Mix
Show. We would love to see you out at the Everett Aquazogs game 1 week from Sunday, August 24th. The Daily Mix Show will be going to Funko Field, and we're sitting in Section J over on the third base side, although there's no bad seat in the entire baseball park. First pitch is at 4:05. Tell all your friends, tell all your family, and come hang with us. You can grab tickets while they are available at KISW.com.
And let's not forget what J stands for.
Joint.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us this morning, and we are all fired up for Creed, except maybe not Danny.
Danny, you're going to have a great time. You know why? Because I'm going to be there.
Oh, I mean, that does make up a little bit for it.
Never mind, I'm back out.
Did you guys tell Danny I was going to drag him backstage to meet the band?
And you have to act cool, Danny.
You have to act like you like them.
Don't ruin this for us.
How many artists have I asked you to meet, Mr. Ryan Castle? Billy Joe Armstrong, Dexter Holland, and this guy calls me with the biggest grin. You're meeting somebody.
Yeah.
Scott Stapp.
It's like meeting Jesus.
I made that one happen.
You made the best one happen, Castle.
See, you should act like you don't want to meet people, and I'll drag you to meet them.
Well, hopefully, as we head off to the Creed show, we're all talking about how awesome the Mariners are once again, because they start playing in about 7 minutes as they're taking on the Baltimore Orioles in Baltimore, and hopefully they can bounce back from losing yesterday. You can't win them all. They had an 8-game winning streak, but you know what? We start a new streak today.
Let's go, Mariners. The owner of the Carolina Hurricanes, the NHL team, Tom Dundon, he has agreed to buy the Portland Trail Blazers from the estate of Paul Allen for over $4 billion.
They're not even that good.
No. Are they bringing them to Carolina or Columbus? Or Carolina?
Right now, they're saying that the group plans to keep the team in Portland.
Yeah, sure.
That
one
yeah, remember? Yeah, yeah, this feels familiar.
We heard that joke once before,
still
too.
Still stings.
So there's a Gen Z TikToker. I'm kind of curious what you guys would do in this, because we recently stayed at a hotel. And apparently, there's a big debate online because she said that she just walks out of hotels without formally checking out. And this has caused people to freak out because she calls checking out an old person thing.
I don't typically check out of hotels.
I was going to say, I guess I'm a Gen Zer, because I didn't check out of the hotel that we stayed at over the weekend.
I did check out, but I just wanted to double
old
check.
Person.
Yeah, when I check out, they usually go, you need anything? Like, no. Like, why do I keep doing? I'm not going to do this.
Do they even have a box to drop your cards in?
A little key drop.
Yeah, I just leave and I get the email.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. So Brian and I are not old people. Danny, what do? Do you check out?
Never once.
Never once?
Never once checked out.
Tanya, what does it feel like to be the old person on the show?
I just always like to find out, like, did drunk me order anything that I don't remember ordering?
You have $375 bill for Spectravision.
It's just nice to know, like, okay, and all this sounds familiar, you know?
All right, one more time before we leave. Danny, are you getting more excited now?
Danny's 6 feet from Scott Stapp, and he's thinking...
No.
Well, it's going to be a nice day. Well, someone said it's going to rain by like 8 o'clock, so that kind of stinks. But hey, 74 degrees is going to be our high today. It's going to be a cloudy day. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.